Perhaps some motorcycle enthusiasts consider the Iron Horse Hotel the perfect lodge. The transformed old warehouse sits just across the river from the Harley-Davidson Museum. Plenty of wrought iron hangs in the hotel. It even has a place to wash bikes. Michael Falkenstein is general manager. He says the hotel also offers guests high-end amenities.
As one person said, I want to feel as comfortable in high heels as I do in my riding boots, and I think we've definitely created an atmosphere where that's the case.
Rooms at this boutique hotel usually start at $250 a night, but special packages for Harley's 110th will cost you just under $9,900. Yep, you heard that right. For $9,900, two people can stay here for 7 nights. You can upgrade to a corner alcove for $2,500 more. The breakdown, $1,771 a night. By now, you're probably wondering, what else do you get besides a room? Falkenstein says the price does include food, drinks, and entertainment. Yet, he says the real reason people are buying the packages is for the experience.
I'm a big believer that when you layer in experiences rather than just a room to go sleep in, that's how you create a better experience for anyone that's purchased the package.
Part of that experience next month may be simply being surrounded by other Harley adventurers. Certainly hundreds will stay at other Milwaukee hotels. Room rates range from $300 to $700. Hotels won't be the only lodging option. Some residents are renting out their homes.
We're only doing it for the anniversary at this point in time.
That's Becky Lehman. She and her fiancé hope to get $1,200 for his house on Milwaukee's northwest side. It has 3 bedrooms and 1 bath. The couple is using a site called Airbnb to find an interested traveler. If you check the site, you'll notice dozens of Milwaukee residents offering up a room or entire house. Lehman says so far the couple hasn't had any bites.
Not like we're a high-end, you know, lake house, which I could see that more. You know, we're just in the city, nothing overly spectacular, so I don't know if we'd really appeal to travelers.
For homeowners with more amenities?
People were charging $4,000 for their, you know, I mean, it was a full lake house, you know, say down in Lake Geneva area.
There's a reason some people are willing to dole out a lot of money to stay in Milwaukee later this summer. According to Purush Papala, he's a marketing professor at UW-Milwaukee.
Clearly, the Harley brand is one that customers have a strong bond and affinity with. That's what Harley's positioning has been all about. And given that, customers are obviously willing to spend quite a bit in order to participate in the whole experience of interacting with Harley.
Papala says value is in the eye of the consumer.
Pricing is not just about what the actual value that a product delivers. It's more about what value the customer perceives, right? What the customer sees in something.
So how much are you willing to spend? Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.